Hi class, after learning about HRM effectiveness measurement, let's understand for all HR managers one very important topic, and that is foundation and understanding of employee behavior. It's very relevant to all HR managers because they should understand why a particular employee is behaving in certain way. For the same kind of situation, at times different employees are behaving in different ways. Maybe it is because of their past experiences, because of their personalities, because of their situations in which they are there, or various other factors may be there because of their age, sex, and mental aspect of everybody is going to be different. So what is the foundation, and one should understand how a person is going to behave, one should interpret and one should manage the behavior of a person, that's organizational behavior per se. And that's a very important topic for all the HR managers, since it is the people management that they are going to manage in an organization. So let's understand what are the learning objectives for this. One should understand the biographical characteristics and abilities which impact the individual behavior. These biographical characteristics can be in the form of age, sex, environment, etc. Let's have the learning objectives to be understood about this topic of foundation and understanding the employee behavior. One should understand the biographical characteristics in the form of age, sex, gender, etc., the demography, and what are the various abilities of the person that is going to impact the individual behavior. Let's understand about the role of a person, what he is going to work as, his emotions, feelings, his moods and emotional intelligence, how it plays in shaping the individual behavior. We'll also learn about the various personality traits and values that impact individual behavior. We are going to learn the concept of learning. As we know, when there is a change in behavior because of the experience that a person gets, because he gains some knowledge, skills, etc. But unless the change in behavior is occurring, he has not learned. Which, unless he applies that in his behavior, that means he has not learned. So, what is the concept of learning? And how it's going to influence on the behavior of a person, that we'll learn about that. Then we'll see what is the relationship of attitude with individual behavior, maybe positive mental attitude, negative mental attitude, etc. Then we are going to learn about the perception. The actual thing and what we perceive is many times different, and hence perception is also a very important topic in organizational behavior. And finally, a person behaves based on his perception. So we are going to learn even the link between perception and decision making and its influence on individual behavior. So let's learn about some of the biographical characteristics of the employee and his ability. The biographical characteristics will be in the form of age, which impacts the person's job performance. As the age increases, in case he is not able to cope up with the latest technology, which is required for his job performance, then at times his job performance may decrease. Because younger mind is adapting the newer technology very easily. Secondly, because of his same kind of work is doing for a long time, at times his methodology of working becomes more or less rigid and he becomes less flexible for adapting the newer styles required. So flexibility also will decrease as the age of a person increases. But as far as absenteeism is concerned, usually when a person ages, unless he is really falling sick, he doesn't remain absent because he is a loyal person to the organization. And usually the sickness absenteeism is less in the middle age and a little higher age of around 50, 55 also. Unless he really falls sick, he doesn't remain absent. For some social cause and other things, usually he gives more importance to the office. And secondly, the productivity of a person usually increases with age, unless some new methodology he has to adopt and he is just not able to adapt to that kind of new methodology. Otherwise, usually the productivity is increasing because he is more committed to the organization as the age increases. Gender. It may affect the way a person solves the problem. Usually females are little more sensitive. So in people related problems, at times they administratively they cannot become very strict with a subordinate and they are more sensitive to the emotions of that person. So it can affect the problem solving. Similarly, analytical skills usually are considered to be more pronounced in male gender. Usually competitive drive is also more in male gender. Well, motivation depends on male or female, both it can be equal at times. And usually females are little more sociable as compared to males, and learnability may be more or less same or depends on a particular person. As far as the tenure is concerned, usually absenteeism decreases with age, productivity increases, turnover is usually very less once the person has remained in the same organization for say 20-25 years, usually is less likely to leave the organization and go. One thing, because he feels emotionally connected with the organization, he is more loyal, committed to work in the same organization as far as possible. Secondly, maybe he has got less chances outside also as compared to the younger generation. And job satisfaction also is more as the age, as the tenure of the person in the organization increases. As far as the abilities are concerned, cognitive abilities are going to be more with younger generation. They are easily adapting to the new style and all that. And physical abilities are also more in younger generation at times. As far as the ability job fit is concerned, you need a particular type of ability for a particular type of job. For example, you need a commerce graduate who has got too much interest and liking for the numerical figures of finance and all as compared to the arts person. Similarly, you need a scientific kind of mind for mathematical problems, engineering problems, etc., whereby the same kind of mind may not be very suitable for art kind of thing. So for interior design and all, probably he may not be that suitable. So ability job fit is something where one should understand what kind of abilities a person is having, and based on that, if he is given that job, definitely it will be a success. As we have seen in this, financial experts should be very strong in their data analytical abilities, then only they can have the proper kind of balance sheets made or profit and loss etc. found out by them. Unless they analyze it properly, which data should go in the liability, which data should go in the asset, which data will be towards the profit, what percentage of profit in this we can get. So various calculation of various financial ratios etc. one should have a better analytical abilities also. Let's understand about emotions and moods. Well, many of people are intelligent people. In today's world, we are more towards the thought processes rather than feelings. In fact, in very young generation, for children also, usually the male child is told not to cry by their parents. You are a male. You are not supposed to cry. Only the females may cry. That's what culturally people are taught. But then over a long run, probably this is not the right approach. And emotions, the feelings of a person is very important aspect for anybody. Unless a person identifies and expresses one's feelings and manages it well, it becomes difficult for that person to be mentally stable at times. So let's understand what are the differences between emotions and moods. Emotions are usually short-term towards a person, towards an event at times, while moods are going to be relatively long-term. Emotions are usually directed towards a person or an event, while moods may be in general. There is no specific direction for a particular thing, particular event for a particular person. Emotions are expressible, for example, anger or disgust. While you cannot express clearly your mood, overall one feels that he is in a low mood today or he is in a high mood today, but clear-cut expression is not there. Usually emotions are action-oriented, while moods are more a cognitive aspect. There are six basic emotions people are having. They may be happy, where it's more of pleasure. They are very enthusiastic at that time. They exuberate the happiness with others. Then comes surprise. At times we are surprised by certain aspects, astonished. Then comes fear, where usually because of the past experience, he may be having fear of that particular thing. The facial expression tells whether he is happy or he is surprised or he is having fear or he is sad or he is angry or he is having disgust. There are telltale signs of facial expression. His eyes, his angle of mouth, his face, they clearly tell us what kind of emotion that fellow is having. Sadness, when especially when there is some personal loss, some of the near and dear one has got an accident or somebody dies or somebody has got a great loss in the business or something, naturally a person becomes sad. And at times he cries, at times he is totally depressed, where he doesn't talk to anybody. While sometimes when somebody is irritating you or not doing as per your wish or doing against your commands or is not obeying you, at times you become very angry. Or somebody has betrayed you, you may become angry against that fellow. And disgust also is another emotion. These are the six basic emotions, one can say. And for each emotion, there are multiple shades of these emotions in the form of, say, happiness can be pleasure, can be for sadness, it can be depression, for anger, it can be rage, for disgust, it can be irritability at times initially, while moods are usually either positive in the form of excitement or self-assurance or cheerfulness, or it can be negative in the form of nervousness or stress. The functions of emotions can be, they are very critical to rational thinking And usually they drive ethics, that means what is right, what is fair, what is true, what is justifiable. That will be driven by various emotions. Sources of emotions and moods, if we see, it can be in the form of personality traits. The degree of emotions are going to vary based on the type of personality a person is having. Some people who are extroverts are more likely to be happy, sociable. Introvert people sometimes may go into depression and become sad, but they don't share with anybody. If we consider the timing of the day, usually a person may be having worst mood in the beginning of the week. Stress levels have got negative correlation with the mood. That means when a person is having less stress, he may be having a good mood, while when a person is highly tensed, lot of stress, is usually in the negative mood. As far as social activities are concerned, usually when a person is in a party where lot of social activities are there, you know, festival and things like that, it is going to enhance the positive mood of a person. Similarly, quality of sleep, if it is disturbed, a person becomes irritable and he is more likely to become angry at times with slightest irritation. But if a person has got sound sleep, say around 8 hours of good sleep, then he is more happy and contented at times. If you do work out, especially aerobic exercises, it will create a hormone in your body which will lead to positive mood for you. As far as age is concerned, usually positive kind of mood remains for a longer time in older people, because they are highly experienced people, and with smaller things also they get lot of enjoyment. As far as the gender is concerned, there is a difference in experience and expression. At times females are becoming more moody, maybe due to their experience, and there are some hormonal changes occurring in their body during the periods or during pregnancy or post pregnancy and all, that also may vary, and that will lead to mood changes in them also. Now, as far as the emotions and workplace is concerned, one should be very critical in understanding the emotions of the candidates while selecting them, because finally those who are very moody, those who become angry fast, those who cannot control their emotions, who are not emotionally mature, it will be difficult for them to tackle certain roles where social interaction is more. For example, counselors, psychiatrists, doctors, public relations officers, etc., police officers, because they are supposed to manage the emotions of others. As far as the decision making is concerned, usually when a person is in positive emotion like happy, he is likely to take the right kind of decision, while if a person is having a negative emotion like depressed or too much of irritability, he is likely to take the wrong decisions. As far as the creativity is concerned, again, those with positive mood have got better creativity, while those with negative mood are going to be less creative, less innovative. They may do the common work at the most smoothly. Those who are highly motivated will be naturally working better. They will be more conscientious in their work, and they will give. They will be having more internal locus of control, and they will be happily working. They will be more. They are more likely to have job satisfaction. As far as the leadership is concerned, those who can create emotional appeal in their messages, they can inspire their followers. They will be more charismatic leaders, and they will be better leaders. As far as the job attitude is concerned, usually those with positive emotions are more likely to be job satisfied and more involved in the job, more motivated, while those who are having more of negative attitudes, they are likely to be less job satisfaction and probably not happy in the work area. As far as the deviant workplace behaviors are concerned, those with negative emotions are more likely to have violence, aggressive behavior with their colleagues or subordinates or superiors at times. So those who are having negative emotions, they are likely to have problems at the workplace. In that case, let's understand a little bit more about emotional intelligence also. Emotional intelligence is having two aspects. Individually, one should be able to identify, understand and manage one's emotions, and social skills also will be there in those who are emotionally intelligent people. They will be having identification and understanding of the emotions of the others. They will be more empathetic towards others and they can manage others' emotions as well. They are more empathetic and usually they will be good leaders, because as we know, intelligent people may lead to success for them up to only 30% of times, but it is those who are having emotional intelligence, as described by David Goleman in his book EI, Emotional Intelligence, 1995, and later editions, that emotional intelligence is very important for the success of a person, say around 70%. So it is the identification, understanding and management of the emotions of oneself, as well as identification, understanding and management of the emotions of the others, as defined by the Slovaki, that is emotional intelligence, which is very important for workplace employee behavior, because once you have got people with more emotional intelligence, they are going to be more cooperative, they are going to learn in a better way, they are going to be motivated, interpersonal behaviors with the others will be in a positive side with much better coherence, a good team building will be there, and it will lead to success of the organization in much better way. So let's understand personality aspect of the person, which is going to affect the employee's behavior in the organization. Well, personality is something which a common word everybody knows, but it is not that easy to define personality. Everybody will say in a different way what we mean by personality. Some say it's the mask a person wears, that's the personality. While some people say that it is the sum total of ways in which an individual reacts to and interacts with others. Well, a Myers-Briggs type indicator was developed by a couple, mother and daughter, Myers and Briggs. They have developed 100 questions. When a person answers those questions, it gives us 4 pairs of aspects of the person's personality. Whether a person is extroverted or introverted, whether he is sensing or intuitive, whether he is thinking or feeling, or whether he is a judging or perceiving type of person, that can be found out by these kinds of personality trait that we can see in a person. Now, what is extroverted or introverted? It reflects where people prefer to use their energies. Extroversion refers to spending time in outer world, and people while introversion is spending time in your inner world and images. That means extroverted people are going to be more social. They love to have more people around. They love to go to parties, while introverted people are likely to remain in their own world. They don't love to go to parties, and if they go to some social party, they will be sitting at one corner of the party and probably thinking in their own world of ideas. The sensing versus intuitive reflects where people pay more attention for information. Sensing refers to focusing on information through their own five senses, that is by touch, by sight, by hearing, by tasting, etc. While intuitive are focusing on patterns and possibilities people view on various informations they are receiving from others, from environment, etc. So they are making the patterns out of it and then behaving according to that. So that's sensing or intuitive. As far as the thinking or feeling is concerned, they reflect how people like to take decisions. Usually thinking refers to putting greater emphasis on objective principles and impersonal things, while feeling, usually they put emphasis on persons concerned and people involved. As far as the judging versus perceiving is concerned, it reflects people's orientation to the outer world, which is how they like to live their own outer life and what are the behaviors others tend to view. So judging refers to preference of a more structured and decided lifestyle, while perceiving refers to more flexible and adaptable lifestyle. So these are the four pairs of different traits of a person, and based on that you can find out what kind of personality this person is having and how he is going to behave, how he is going to look at his life. All those things can be found out when he is going to answer those 100 questions developed by Myers-Briggs. And based on that, one can find out what will be the ideal type of job he should be given. So his personality job fit can be made based on these traits. An extrovert person should be kept in public relations officer's job or in marketing job, etc., while an introvert person will be suitable for the accounts job or for the research job. Those who are sensing, they are more analytical from their logical things, while those who are intuitive, they are going to find out the patterns, and probably they may be more creative people. Those who are thinking, they are more rational and logical, while those who are feeling, they will be looking towards the emotions of the other people and they will be having more emotional intelligence at times. Those who are judging will be more critical, while those who are perceiving things in the form of flexible and adaptable lifestyle, they can adapt, and hence for certain kinds of jobs where the technology is changing fast, we need this kind of people where they are perceivers. As far as the other key personality traits are concerned, which may be relevant to the organizations, can be Machiavellianism. Machiavellianism people is a kind of trait in people where they are more interested in the outcome rather than how they are achieving. So by hook or crook, they want to succeed. So they may be very cunning, they are self-centered people, and they want to achieve their goals by hook or crook. So at times they may look like they are more successful people, but then due to them other people may be badly affected. So they are not good people for the organization as a whole. As far as the narcissism is concerned, it refers to excessive interest in or admiration of oneself. They are highly egoistic and they want others to admire them, to praise them, and then they will do favors to such people, and hence this kind of narcissism, when you see in leaders, it can have adverse effect for the organization, because they are interested in their own self-worth and self-pride, where it may adversely affect the organization's goals to be achieved. Self-monitoring is another personality trait where people are able to understand, identify their own emotions, and they can behave in such a way that based on the situation, they can take care of that situation by changing their emotions if needed. So self-monitoring people are usually going to be successful in liaisoning work, in some of the HR work where problem solving is needed, in case of industry relations work, etc., so that they can be more successful. And risk taking is one where some of the people have got the habit of taking risk. In case of those who are financial managers for the company, if they take lot of risk, it can lead to a major problem for the organization to survive also. A little bit of risk taking is okay, but one has to have the contingency planning for that, and hence one should know what is the personality trait of these people for certain kind of traits, or they are going to be leaders for that particular type of job, then one should know that one should have less risk-taking people to be taken in for certain jobs, otherwise it can lead to a major problem for the organization. Now, as far as the values are concerned, these are the fundamental beliefs or the principles we use to define the mode of conduct which is right, which is good for all, and just, that is, it is justified to have this kind of principles. There are two types of values. One is terminal values and the other is instrumental values. The terminal values are the desirable state of existence, which signify the life objectives to be achieved in the long run. It can be happiness, recognition for you in the form of somebody to be preferred, somebody to be revered, reverence for. One needs freedom and one needs professional excellence, especially for the revered professions like chartered accountants, doctors, engineers, etc., so that they get the name and fame as a scientist. They may get Nobel Prize, etc., in economics, chemistry, biological, molecular biology, etc. So these are the terminal values they strive for, and there are instrumental values which helps to achieve those terminal values. This may be your core values, permanent in nature, like honesty. Honesty is the best policy, as we know. One should be ambitious, but the means of achieving those ambitions also should be taken care of. One should be very sincere and dedicated to the work. One should be courageous, so that fear should not come in way of achieving certain things. One should be conscientious, which is an important personality aspect also, so that he is dependable.